You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I am so excited to introduce my next guest. Welcome, winner of the NPR Tiny Desk Concert, Quinn Christopherson is here, along with musician Nick Carpenter. Welcome for the first time to Juno Afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. We're so grateful you could make it. And your first time visiting Juno for both of you, I understand, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad you came. And did you know your show sold out like that?
I didn't know it until somebody commented on the post about it. They were like, oh my gosh, it almost sold out in a matter of hours. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very quick. Juno is so happy to welcome you here.
It's amazing.
We're very happy to be here.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of listeners already know who you are, and we can come back and do formal introductions. But first, how about a song?
Thank you.
Yes.
Still eating cereal for dinner. I guess some kids, they never grow up. And mom collected porcelain. I do magic tricks for the family. And I afford toys with cow print seats. Yeah, that poor thing, well, it couldn't reverse. Dad's still drinking his dinner. I guess some kids, they never grow up. They never grow up. They never grow up. My nephew, he's young, he's important. Why can't he just understand? Well, his dad's been locked up this whole time. We got pipe dreams for sale. Kids are buying. You say I don't write about you. It's 'cause I don't want you to hear me scream. It's you gotta grow up. Gotta grow up. get gold.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What's that song called? I've never heard it.
It's called Grow Up.
All right.
Brand new.
Brand new. All right. World premiere on Juno Afternoon. I love that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nick, you got to get on my. I'm afraid you're going to have to talk for a few minutes.
So. you got the real. That was a real debut of everything. You got the first Nick on the piano with the beats.
That was
this is the world premiere of everything. This is our new shtick. We've been learning this new set for about
Anchorage
a month.
Anchorage hasn't even seen this yet.
Wow. No. Oh, my God. We're so honored.
Yeah.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. If you're just joining me here in the studio, Quinn Christopherson is here, and Nick Carpenter down from Anchorage, winners of the NPR Tiny Desk Concert, here to play a sold-out show tonight at the Rendezvous. We did informal introductions. Let's do formal introductions. Quinn, let's start with you. Who are you? Who is Quinn Christopherson?
I'm Quinn, and I am... This is tough.
Yeah. I know.
I'm just an Alaskan who, like, worked for a living and then put my name in a hat, and then I got chosen, I guess.
So. That's a very understated way of saying it. And Nick, how about yourself?
That's Quinn, man. He's understated to the bone. I'm Nick. I'm 28 years old, songwriter. From Atlanta, Georgia, who moved to Anchorage first time in 2009 and kept roots there and moved back for real in 2016 and fell in love with this state and love being here and love making music.
Well, as we mentioned, NPR Tiny Desk Contest winners, that contest itself has really picked up steam in the last few years, so it seems as if winning it amounts to a instant celebrity status. How would you say your lives have changed since it was announced?
I don't know. I think it's definitely probably what you make of it.
Quinn just keeps Sharpies on him at all times now.
For signatures? For autographs?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm just, it has been really crazy, honestly. Like, NPR treated us like so special and, you know, I think we both walked away from that experience feeling like we had, you know, 10 friends for life. So, yeah, I think it was a really special opportunity that we got to be a part of, and we learned a lot. It was my first time ever touring, like, at all, playing anywhere that wasn't Anchorage, and so.
Are you kidding?
No, that's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like. It's wild. So it was, and, you know, people were kind of telling us, like, okay, don't get used to this because this is totally abnormal. So, yeah, it's been fun, though.
Well, I loved the video submission. I think most people have seen that now. The song is Erase Me, and it was filmed in the Anchorage Museum in front of a very large Sidney Lawrence painting called Denali. A lot of planning and thought and meaning in all of that for you. How long did it take you to decide which song you were going to do, where you were going to shoot it, which tiny desk to include in the video?
You know, it wasn't that planned out. We had picked a day and we had told one of our friends, like, my partner Emma filmed both Nick and I's videos, and so we had planned, like, we're going to do Nick's here, and then we're going to do Quinn's at this other place. And we had just told our friend who works at the museum what we were doing, and he was like, well, what did you want to film one here? And we were like, yeah. So that was, like, day of decision that happened to be perfect, and we really wanted to film in front of the Sidney Lawrence, and so we had to get clearance and permission, you know, from people who own it. And it was pretty cool. It came together quickly. And then, you know, the song choices, we actually kind of played like four songs or something. And At the end, we knew that that was the one, being that Nick's guitar, you know, turned off. But, you know, we came back from it, and that was a special moment. And so I wanted to, like, showcase that.
It's an amazing video. And just the whole look of it is, I feel like it's iconic now since you won the contest, and it's everywhere. Yeah. Everybody's seen it. And then we, as staff, we watched your Tiny Desk concert, the actual one that you performed at NPR. And I feel like that song, Erase Me, was just as powerful in both settings. And you perform it really well. I wanted to read some feedback from Rodney Carmichael, because it really captured how I feel about your work. Some artists have something unique to say. Others have a unique way to say something. Rarely do you come across both a singular message delivered by a singular voice. Quinn blew me away on both fronts.
Wow. Yeah. That's really kind.
It is. It is. Have you received a lot of meaningful feedback?
For sure. Yeah, so much. People have been really supportive and kind and nice and anything that someone who makes music would want.
You guys want to play another song?
Sure. I queued up Thanks.
Oh, perfect.
How about that?
That's great.
Speaking of meaningful feedback.
That's great. Mr. Nick Carpenter playing keys. He doesn't play guitar anymore, folks.
Thanks for holding me when I have bad dreams. Thanks for supporting my big ideas. Thanks for crushing the spiders, no mercy. And thanks for fixing up our home. Thanks for telling me I'm smart, believing in me. 'Cause I can't do it on my own. And I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. And I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. Thanks for being honest. And thanks for being my friend. Thanks for loving me after I said that no one can. And thanks for teaching me it's okay to be wrong and admit when you are. Thanks for my nephew. He says he loves you and he's doing good in school. And I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. And I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. And I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you. I don't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I found you.
That's so good. Wow, you guys are sounding great. That song's called Thanks.
Yeah, THX.
THX.
Wow. Y'all get the inside scoop here.
Yeah, that probably won't be on the record. THX.
Do you want to talk a little bit about why you wrote that song?
Oh,
please.
Yeah. I wrote that song because Nick, we would send each other a couple like writing ideas, like, write a song about this, and he would send me one back, and he told me to write a love song, because I didn't have any at the time, and I just always thought it was too hard to write a love song, because it would always sound, you know, like, kitschy, or, you know, just lovey.
Gross
lovey.
Love.
Yeah, yeah.
You helped him all that.
But, yeah, so I just wrote that song, and then the song's evolved ever since then. Nick and I, like, we've changed it up since its conception, I guess, and now it is what it's, I guess it's that. It's been pretty cool. It's a song that I really like to play, and we have played so many versions of it. It feels like it's gone from, like, really acoustic and soft to just complete rock and roll, and then back to now, like, just vibey.
Kind yeah, of. I like this is like the like Ray Charles version of it. I feel like the version that, you know, your grandma puts on, like, and just really hit, feels the feels too, like, which is my personal favorite.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
It's a good vibe. I like it. So you have written a song about your grandmother as well as a song about your father, both of whom, from the sound of it, have always been very supportive of you. Were they the ones who got you into music?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad got me into music. He got me my first ukulele. Bless his heart. It's a terrible, terrible instrument. and, you know, my grandma, she always loved music. So her dad was a violin maker. So music's been in my family forever, I feel like.
Of course, you're Athabascan and Inupiat. And since you've won and you've been out on tour and performing all over, how have people, both inside or outside of Alaska, sort of reacted to that?
We went and opened up some shows for Portugal the Man, and that was really interesting because they had land acknowledgments at every stop, and, you know, they were really concentrated on, like, getting the word out about Indigenous people and, you know, whose land they're on and that kind of stuff. So that was a really cool, like, change of pace for me, and just, like, feeling more personal every place, even though I was still far from home. So it's been pretty cool, but yeah, other than that.
What are some artists that you're listening to now? Who are some of your favorite Alaskan artists, for starters?
Favorite Alaskan artists?
That's a great question.
Wow, that is a really tough question. I mean,
we could just give you a roll call of all of our best friends, but then we'd miss one, and then we'd get a mean text. No, we have a really loving scene in Anchorage that has taken both of us and kind of helped us and also challenged us. And, yeah, I mean, shout out Kevin.
Shout out Kevin.
We're
out. Shout out everybody.
Yeah.
Every single person making music in Anchorage, like, that I've grown, you know, close to, just because how close that community is really special.
How about that band, Medium Build?
That band,
yeah,
they're great.
That's your band, right, Nick? Yeah,
three piece.
Yeah,
yeah. Tell us about them.
Well, Medium Build was just kind of my safe place for my bad demos I created in Nashville when I was living there doing music. And it was just a safe place I could put my songs that I didn't think would fit into anyone's head. And I moved up to Anchorage kind of at a low point in life and kind of ready to not do music anymore. And found a guy at Open Mic who liked my songs and was like, you should come by my studio. We should record. And then we ended up playing together and making a band, and he ended up joining. And then now we're like a 50-50. It's bigger than I could have even dreamed. You know, has turned from this project to my livelihood. And so, yeah, that's James Glaives. He's lovely. He helped produce the stuff that Quinn and I were making, and he helped produce all my stuff. And, yeah, it's just really weird to be accepted, and it's really nice. Yeah.
So we just have a few minutes left. Do you want to do one more song for us? Quinn Christopherson, Nick Carpenter.
I queued up Cry Baby.
Oh my God.
You think they can handle it?
Let's do it. This is like...
We're playing you all the new ones.
The second newest song, so I'm going to have to look at the lyrics just because I don't want to mess up.
Is that okay?
Up.
That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, let's do it.
We've been doing some a lot of writing, a lot of feels out here on the road.
Yeah. Still a cry baby, I'm crying baby. But how do we feel so disconnected? But in the night, we're never shy to get connecting. You call me, you cry baby. You know I always been, I'm still a cry, baby. I'm crying, baby. I should stop running and chasing things I don't know. I'm not gonna waste away worrying if there's room at the top. Why am I screaming so loud if the industry is this small? Guess I got a big head now since I'm the one who's waiting on the call. Yeah, I'm a cry baby. Do you know I always been? I'm still a cry baby. I'm crying, baby. They never told me how lonely this business will make you. Get used to yourself making memories through your phone. And put a smile on for people with money and sing him another sad song. Yeah, I'm a cry baby. Do you know I always been? I'm still a cry baby. I'm crying baby. Yeah, I'm a cry baby. Do you know I always been? I'm still a cry baby. I'm crying baby.